This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1692, an excerpt from the book Mind to Mind Conversation by Dennis Hashey, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays, usually from blogs, but sometimes from books, like today. I'll tell you about the author right after the reading, so for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book Mind to Mind Conversation by Dennis Hashey. The voice of my subconscious grew stronger over time, refusing to leave me alone. It didn't stop at answering questions anymore. Sometimes it actually told me what to do, like saying I needed to pay closer attention to what I was looking at. It said I was missing the important things in life. The life I'd been leading, it said, was a recipe for disaster. It said that everything I did was my own choice, that my future was formed by the thoughts I told myself and the decisions I made. For example, when I told myself, I wasn't ever going to amount to anything. Well, that's what would happen. I didn't want to listen to this kind of talk. Life was what it was, I figured. I hadn't been born lucky and I wouldn't be able to change a thing about it just by thinking differently. But my subconscious disagreed. It insisted that my subconscious mind was more powerful than I thought. It decided to show me a physical example of what it was talking about, and I was pleased to see it chose to do so while I was playing cards. When my subconscious was part of the game, it remembered every play. I started to win some pretty good money based on what it was telling me. But after a few weeks, it stopped helping me. I demanded to know why. Because winning at cards, making money like this, is not the way to happiness. I don't know about that, I said, fuming. I was feeling pretty happy, so why did you even bother to help me at all? Because I wanted you to be aware of how powerful the subconscious can be. I was not impressed, but its plan did work. By showing me the difference it made when I did or didn't use my subconscious, I saw that my mind had hidden strengths. Some days as I walked the city streets, my subconscious made me study the nice homes in the neighborhood. This could be yours, it told me. Just the thought made me laugh. Never. I'm not that lucky. If you say so. You have to be born rich to live in a place like that. If you say so. It started to repeat that phrase a lot, and it drove me crazy. But my subconscious seemed to be having a good time. Why are you always so happy? I asked. I'm having a great time, it replied. You see, before your accident, all you ever did was say negative things about yourself and be self-destructive. I wanted to answer, but there was no way for you to hear what I was saying. Everything has changed now that you can hear me. I was curious. Are you ever negative? Because I never hear you get angry or frustrated. Think of me as you would think of nature. Nature always wants to be in a positive state. Negativity isn't part of that. See there? I looked where he was indicating. Yeah, so? That tree is growing out of a rock. It hardly has any soil beneath it, but it survives because it wants to grow, to be positive. On the other hand, if it was in your frame of mind and knew it didn't have any soil, it might just quit growing. I studied the tree, really seeing it there for the first time. It really was amazing seeing how it had clung to life despite the lack of soil. I started to think about the idea of positive thinking and wondered if the concept could help me. Of course, said my subconscious. David, I'm like a master gardener and you are the gardener. I can do almost anything you can imagine. People who have used their subconscious to the fullest have done what other people said was impossible. They sent people to the moon. They have led nations. All I really need is for you to believe in me and use me properly. David, the way you've been using me until now is like a gardener not taking care of his garden. Your plants are scattered all over the place. The weeds have taken over and nothing is going to grow. The image of my life as a neglected garden was so clear in my mind, I couldn't help but identify with it. I suddenly wanted it all to change. I wanted my garden to grow rich with green. What am I supposed to do? Surrender to my advice. Follow what I have to teach you. And what is that? I have unlimited potential, it said to me patiently. I can help you gain more power than you could ever imagine. I know it's difficult to believe something like that since I'm invisible, but think about this. When you look at successful people, then compare them to those who haven't achieved success, you can't see a physical difference other than the material goods which might surround them. The difference is invisible, just like I am invisible. It seems strange right now, but it will all make sense if you allow yourself to accept it. If you direct your subconscious in the right direction, you can accomplish great results. Then again, if you direct your subconscious in the wrong direction, it can destroy you. I could almost see it, but I was still so confused. Who are you really? What is your purpose? I worked with the Creator to help you grow from your one original cell and become what you are now. When the stove gets hot, I'm the one that takes your hand off the burner. If something is about to fly in your eye, I close that eye. I regulate your temperature, make sure your heart rate is appropriate, keep you breathing, and help in many other ways. I come up with brilliant answers if you ask the right questions. Actually, you're lucky to have found me. Many people go through their entire life without discovering the vast potential they have inside them. The concept was mind-boggling. To have an invisible entity of some kind performing all these functions, keeping me safe and healthy, seemed unreal. And yet it had to be real since I could hear it talking. What do you need from me? I asked. I work best when you use your imagination. I will use all my abilities to help accomplish your goals, whether they are for good or bad. Just think, if no one used their imaginations, where would we be today? Throughout history, people have imagined incredible things and were ridiculed by others, but many years later, we realize how incredible a discovery it was. The automobile, flying to the moon, the radio wave, the light bulb. These are all inventions someone imagined. The idea started with a seed planted in the subconscious, where it grew and gained a life of its own. Look at Einstein, for example. He used his imagination so well that it took 50 years for the rest of the world to invent the proper equipment so that we could measure and agree with some of his discoveries. Even then, there is still more to be discovered. Einstein said he owed the majority of his findings to his imagination, and scientists are still trying to discover what was so different about his brain that allowed him to think the way he did. Since imagination cannot be measured with proven data, and since it is invisible, they'll probably never find the answer. It seems strange to say this, but after a few weeks, I started really getting along with my subconscious. Our relationship was similar to how a dog always wants to serve its owner, with my subconscious helping me even when I didn't always pay attention to it. Even so, it took me a while to get used to having my subconscious as such an outspoken part of my life. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Mind to Mind Conversation by Dennis Hashi. And I'll tell you about him in just a sec, but first, have you ever caught yourself wondering if getting a degree is really worth it? I personally took about 6 years to complete my undergrad because I changed majors like 4 times, and sometimes I wish I had known about a quicker way to jumpstart my career. If you relate, you'll want to hear about Praxis, a college alternative that builds your skills and your network without college degrees or student debt. Praxis designs its curriculum in a way that allows you to build projects, sharpen your skills, and gain confidence in what you do in order to land an awesome job. The bootcamp lasts 6 months, and 93% of grads are employed full-time at graduation. On top of that, Praxis coaches participants for 6 months while they're on the job. The sky is the limit. Many grads go on to start their own businesses, freelance, or climb the ranks at the companies where they're hired. Praxis has been featured in Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, Huffington Post, CNBC, and more. Join over 350 participants and alumni with an average first-year income of $50,000. Learn more about Praxis. Visit discoverpraxis.com/shownotes for a free book on how to get ahead without college. That's discoverpraxis.com/shownotes. And about today's author, Dennis has over 25 years of experience in business, including co-ownership of a successful multi-million dollar venture for over 20 years. Come by DennisHashi.com for more from him. That's spelled DennisHashey, and you can find Mind to Mind Conversation there. He's also going to be doing a virtual book tour in August, so you can check that out. Again, that's DennisHashi.com. I have that linked in this episode's description. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.